the book of Ecclesiastes, if you can, if bear me to your time, chapter 2, starting from verse 4. We got a little bit of reading here, and then we'll skip over to another section. And once again, I'll try not to keep you, but I thank God, amen, for people that love going to church, and, amen, and love no matter what's going on in the world today, that's willing to stand for God and not back down and not cancel services. At church tonight, to the world, is a very important moment and a very important night of the year for a lot of people. Amen, but for Christian people, it should be another night to serve God. Amen. Amen, we should all be in house, amen, wanting to serve and follow Him. Amen, church. So if you follow with me tonight in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2, amen, verse 4, and we'll continue reading here. The Bible says, I made me great works. I built me houses. I planted me vineyards. I made me gardens and orchards, and I planted trees in them all kinds of fruit. I made me pools of water to water there, and with the wood that bringeth forth trees. I got me servants and maidens, and had servants born in my house, and also I had great possessions of great and small cattle above all that were in Jerusalem before me. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces, and I've got me singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men as musical instruments, and that all the sorts. So I was great and increased more than all before in Jerusalem. Also my wisdom remained with me. And whatsoever mine eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my portion of all my labor. Listen, now listen for a second. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do. And behold, all was vanity and vexation of the spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Just for a minute here. Amen. I want to skip back and notice there's one key word in the scripture tonight that I really want to hit home. Amen. And that is the word I. Amen. Yeah. Amen. If you notice a lot in the verses here, it was always I, me, me. Yeah. I did all these things. Yeah. Amen. But at the end of the reading here, it said, but there was no profit under the sun.
Amen.
Amen. Church, amen. I want to remind us tonight that with God, I cannot stand. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Without God in my heart and God in my life, I cannot make it another day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Bible says that we need God everywhere we go.
Yeah,
and the Bible tells me that we can't make it a week without Him.
Amen.
The Bible also tells me that He walks with us, talks with us each and every moment of the day.
Amen.
Amen. But this gentleman here kept saying, I did this and I did that, but there's no profit under the sun. Amen. Church, for a minute, amen, there's people in the world today, amen, that's doing the best they can, amen, to get the finer things, amen, to work for nice things, and take all the credit for it. It's always I, me, and me that I've done this. People, if you ask people today, you'll ask them about their nice house, you'll ask them about their nice looking car, and the first thing they say, well, I worked hard for it.
Yeah.
Amen. There's nothing about God blessed me with it. There's nothing about with God I wouldn't have the things that I have. It's all about what I have done to
amen.
Get it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But this writer here at the end said, but there was no profit. All the things that He gave in the world, all the things that He did, amen, there was no profit there. There was nothing to gain at the end of it. Amen, church, when we all live our life, amen, we come to the end of our road, amen, and we get ready to face God, amen, what we accrued this life means nothing.
Amen,
it don't profit you anything. You can't get buried with it. Amen, you can buy the fanciest Corvette, Brother Jerry, amen, but when they put you 6 feet in the ground, they're not going to put the car in there with you.
Amen, right.
Woo! Praise God. Amen, church, there's a lot of things that God has blessed me with. Amen, let me tell you something today, church. There's nothing that Caleb has done to get those things. Caleb had nothing to do with it. Amen, but God had 100% to do with it.
Amen.
Amen, flip over with me and read a little bit more here. In the book of Luke chapter 12. Amen, verse 14 here. I want to talk about another man that Christ talked about. Amen, the exact same thing here. Chapter 12, verse 14. And the Bible says it to him, man who made me a judge or a divider over you. And he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consists not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. And he spake parable to them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruit. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine eat, drink, and be merry. But listen here. But God said to him, thou fool, tonight thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things by which thou hast provided? So is he that buys up treasure for himself and not rich toward God. Amen. Amen, church. As Christian people today, we need to be worried about laying up the heavenly treasures. Amen. The heavenly things. When we leave this walk of life that we may inherit. Amen. Amen, church. I'm working for the bigger picture. Amen. I'm not worried about the things of this life. Amen. I don't care less if I was driving a Pinto. I don't care if I was living in a matchbox whatever, somewhere. Amen. Because I know God said He'd take care of me. Amen. God said I will take care of my people. I will watch over and protect them. I will give them the things that they need, not what they want. Amen. And I will bless them richly in heaven.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Listen, this man said, look what I've done, and I'm going to pat myself on the back. And I'm going to tear down all these barns, and I'm going to build bigger barns.
Yeah.
Amen. And God said, there is no profit for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. You gain nothing by having all these things, Brother Eric.
Right.
He said, tonight your soul is required of you.
Yeah,
amen. Tonight you're going to die.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to lose it all.
Amen.
Amen. Church, I'm here to tell you. Amen. If you're saved and know God tonight.
Amen.
When God calls your number, you're going to gain it all.
Amen.
Amen, church. All these earthly things. All these worldly things that we gained. Amen. Church, the Bible says it'll all pass away.
Yep.
Amen. But the things that we laid up. And the things that we laid up for God in heaven. Praise God, we're going to get when we leave this wall.
Amen,
church. I'm looking for a better day that's coming.
Amen.
I'm looking for heaven awaiting me. I'm looking for my family on the other side. Amen, church, because I work to get there.
Yeah, preach it, man.
Woo!
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
Oh, I tell you, amen, here today, amen, we will try our best to have the best that money can buy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Amen, church, I tell you, there's people today, and I've got family, amen, cousins. Boy, I tell you, it's a show sometimes. You sit there and watch them. Amen. They talk about how they compete against each other to see who has the better things in life. Amen. If one person talks about, look at this car I just bought. Amen. I promise you, I'm not even kidding. Amen. A month later, the other one will go buy a better car. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. Amen. They'll go buy one kind of type of clothes. Amen. The next week, somebody have better clothes. Amen. Church, let me tell you something today. I believe you used to look at my closet today. I bet I have shirts from the 80s hanging up in there. Amen. I tell you what. Amen. There's shirts in my time. Amen. My wife has went to Goodwill and bought me. Amen, church, let me tell you something. Amen, if God blesses with those things,
amen,
that's the best that money can buy.
Woo,
praise God. Amen, I'm not here for all the better things. I'm not here for the best things. But I'm here what God wants to give me and let me use for just a little while.
Amen.
Psalm says, I just stopped by on my way home.
Amen.
Amen, church. We're here for just a little while.
Uh-huh.
Amen. The Bible says that we're just like a flower that fadeth away.
Yep.
Amen. Just like a vapor, we're here today and gone tomorrow.
Yep.
Amen. Church, I'm here to try to help others know God.
Yeah.
Amen. God put me here for a purpose. Amen. Church, you have a purpose in this life.
Yeah.
Amen. God's got a job for you to do. Don't worry about what the devil can give you.
Amen.
Don't worry about what the banker can loan you. Don't worry about what your friends have better than you. Amen. Because when it's all said and done, the Bible says, naked you come into this world. Surely you will leave the same way.
Amen,
church. I'm leaving with absolutely nothing. Amen. But my soul's gone on to a better place.
Amen.
Woo! Praise God.
Yep.
Amen, church. Amen. Thy soul is required of thee tonight.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
Yeah.
Amen. I seem to wonder. I heard a story. Hey man, I like to watch a little bit of basketball. One of my favorite players growing up. I remember his rookie year. Hey man, when the professional sports, they get millions of dollars. If y'all watch it here lately, sometimes now they'll sign $350, $400 million contracts to play a sport.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this man that I grew up playing, love watching him play, his first rookie contract was worth $1 million. So when he got that million, he got that check, got put in the bank, he went and bought his mom a brand new Mercedes. Hey man, when his mom got that, his dad got mad because he wouldn't want to. So he went back and he went and bought his dad the same exact car. Hey man, $300,000 down the drain in a matter of an hour.
Yeah.
Hey man, church. So he went back and now he spent all the money. He said he bought all kinds of jewelry. He went and paid his mom and dad's house off and got him a new house. Hey man, but he said the next day his banker called him. And he said, listen, we've got problems. And he said, what's going on? He said, you had $1 million, but now you're $50,000 in the hole at my bank. And we've got problems. Amen, church. I'm here. I say that to say this. That man's eyes, when he saw $1 million, and he saw the all zeros, and he saw the dollar signs, he thought nothing but the earthly things. He knew that he wanted a brand new car. He wanted a nice house for his parents. There's nothing wrong with having nice things in his life. I'm not knocking that. But when you put God on the back burner for it, and you set God behind it, and you work more towards the earthly things than up for the spiritual things, brother, it becomes a sin.
Amen.
It becomes a problem.
Amen.
Church, today it's not about me, but it's about God.
Amen.
Church, I'm not doing anything here without God, but with God. Amen. I've got a mighty big purpose here in this life.
Amen.
Woo! Praise God. It's not about I, but it's about serving others.
Yeah,
amen.
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 Yep.
When I go eat, amen, you got the waitresses coming, the waiters. They work hard, amen, to serve others.
Nah.
Amen.
Yeah.
When you're asleep at night and you have police officers drive down your road and drive by your street,
yeah,
and they're working while you're asleep and they're carrying on these evil things of the world, they work hard to serve others for a little pay.
Uh-huh.
I remember when I was a police officer in Baxter, they offered me a full-time job making $10 an hour being a police officer. Being shot at, amen, being hit, being chased off the road, amen, all this stuff. $10 an hour, Brother Andy, to serve others.
Mm-hmm.
When God saved my soul, amen, He said, Caleb, I gave my son to die for you.
Uh-huh.
Amen, and I need you now to go serve others and help others.
Uh-huh.
Hey man, church, let me tell you something. I may not have $1 million in the bank for serving God. But I tell you what I do have. Hey man, I tell you I have something that the world can't take away from me. Hey man, I tell you the preacher said this morning, you got something that nobody can take away. Nobody can pluck you out of God's hands.
Amen.
Hey man, church, I'm talking about soul salvation.
Amen.
I'm talking about knowing the one true God. I'm talking about having a royal family. Hey man, you watch on the news here lately, it's all about Prince Harry and his wife. Who cares? Amen. They're part of a royal family. It's all about them. Hey church, I bow to no man, but the Bible tells me when it's all said and done that every knee's going to bow and every tongue will confess.
Amen.
No matter how much money we have, no matter what kingdom we come from or what alley we were homeless in, but everybody will bow the same knee.
Amen,
brother, we'll be one alike.
Amen.
But the only thing that's going to separate us, and the Bible says there'll be a separation from the sheep and the goats.
Amen.
Those that are saved and those who are lost will be separated.
Amen.
Oh, it's going to be a great separation, mate.
Right, brother.
Hey, man, if you got this world that thinks it revolves around you, you need to change your mindset.
Uh-huh.
If you say, Caleb, I got to worry about number one, that's me. That's the motto for a lot of people these days. Caleb, I got to worry about number one, and that's me. You need to get your mind changed. God says you need to worry about others too.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, sure, we've got to make sure that we're saved. There's nothing wrong with that. But when it comes to the material and the worldly things,
amen,
if God blessed us with something, we should turn around and bless others. Amen.
Amen.
We should be willing to lift a hand to somebody that needs it. We should be willing to help pay others that are starving. People that don't have nothing to eat, a roof over their head. Brother, you should be the first one in line to help them out.
Amen.
Amen. I remember, amen, when we got a call, amen, for our boys. Hey man, church, I had no parental experience whatsoever. Scared to death, Brother Jerry. Y'all know the story. Hey man, scared to death of what I was getting into. My wife had experience because she worked with them. Hey man, the only thing I knew is that I needed to feed them and make sure they had clothes on their back, Brother Adam. Had no clue what to do. But God said, Caleb, you and April have got to serve others. You need to help somebody. I've got two boys that need your help. They need a home. They need a place to go to because the devil is trying to get a hold of them. And I've got to pull them out of it.
Yeah, bless you, Lord.
You may not be ready every time.
Mm-hmm.
But with God's help, amen, we can help serve others. Amen.
Amen.
I've been many times in line at McDonald's and say, man, somebody pay for my food. Amen. You ever had that happen to you? Bless my heart. They always say, pay it forward. I've done that. Amen. I try to do that if I can afford it. I'd love to turn around and pay for somebody. I just feel sorry for the person that's in front of me and my family when we got food. Amen. We're liable to break the bank. But you know what? Amen. When somebody says, you know what? I've got a little bit of extra money. I want to pay for that person behind me. I want to take care of them.
Yeah.
Amen. That's called having a heart and serving others.
Amen.
And if you're a Christian tonight, amen, if you call yourself a child of God, it ain't all about you. Amen.
Amen.
It's all about Him.
Amen.
Jesus died for me and you.
Right.
He served others. Amen. Now, Caleb, how did He serve me? He gave His life for you that you may live forever in glory.
Amen.
He served you. Amen. And I can't think of any other best justification for that. Amen. He knew He had to take care of us, and He knew exactly what it took to do it, and He did it.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says, He said, Lord, if it be Thy will, let this cup pass from me. But if not, Thy will be done.
Amen. Yeah.
He knew what had to be done. Amen. He said, I have to serve others. I've got to help other people. Yeah. And beyond all the things that they did to Him while He was on the cross, there's a few magical words that touched my heart. Father, forgive them.
Yeah.
For they know not what to do.
That's right.
He was talking about Caleb. Amen. He knew what Caleb was going to do. Amen. Amen. He knew, amen, what all we were going to do and all the mistakes we were going to make, all the troubles we were going to be in. He said, I need to serve them. I need to help them.
Amen.
Father, forgive them too, for they know not what they do.
Amen.
Amen. These people here kept saying, I.
Yeah.
Church in this life, we needed to make it about the Lord, make it about others.
Yeah.
And get I out of the way.
Amen.
Amen. I may not be the richest man. I may not have all the answers, but I know God does. Amen. The Bible says He owes them a cattle of 1,000 hills. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. He don't need me and you. He don't need mine and your money. The devil tried to tempt Christ. You remember that?
Yeah.
The devil tried to tempt Him. He said, oh, you see this? I'll make you rule over all this stuff right here. Amen. Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Christ knew He had all of that. He didn't need all that stuff. Amen. All He wanted was your soul and mine.
Amen.
The only thing that mattered to Him was us. Praise God. The only thing that mattered to Him was me and you.
Amen.
Who ain't that something on the cross? The only thing that mattered to Him was me and you.
Uh-huh.
He said, that's what I want.
Amen.
He said, that's what I want right there. Devil, you can have all the stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I want them.
Amen.
And He died for me and you.
Amen.
He got me, brother.
Right, right. Thank you, Lord.
I remember He got me, and now I fell to my feet, fell on my knees, and I knew I needed Him. Just as much as He needed me, I needed Him. Church today, I'm asking you if you feel like, you know what, Caleb,
Lord bless.
In this life, I feel like it's always been about me, and I've tried to worry about myself and try to take care of me.
Yeah.
And I need to start doing better by helping others.
Yeah.
I believe we need to pray tonight. If we stand, we get a song. Whoever wants to get it.
Bless you, Lord.
I really want you to think about this. Now, I know a lot of times you don't hear, sometimes hear something like this praise, but this has been on my heart for a good month now. Amen. It's helping others, leading others. Amen.
Yeah.
We help others by leading them to Christ, introducing them to God. Amen. That's how we help and serve others.
Yeah.
Amen. If you have a need, come. If you have somebody you love to see saved, come.
Amen.
It's a good way to serve them by praying for them, leading them up to God.
Amen.
Why don't you come tonight?
Lord bless tonight.
Bless their hearts.
God, have your way tonight.